Blog Talk Radio.
Freeball Friday, February 4th, 2011.
It's time for Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
I'm a troll in the water.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Yahoo! Welcome to Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Freeball Friday. That's right. I was wondering why my underwear was not on. It's Vince in the Bay. Thank you, early chatters, for filing in. Especially Donnie C., Goofy Bone, and your girl, Callie. Man, I was cruising around BTR tonight before the show, and man, you can just feel the love in the air. It's a lot of love filtering through the airwaves on BTR here. I just got out of the Black Conservative program. Lots of love in that chat room. Made the mistake of cruising by Granny Tranny's show. Lots of love in that chat room. And now I'm here doing my show. So the glory will roll on with this program, I'm sure. If you want to give me a ring-a-ding, the number 347-826-7667, Vince of the Bay. And this is a call-in show, so calls take priority. And once again, that number 347-826-7667. I'm fucking pissed off right now. Goofy, you might be able to relate to this. Got my grinder here. Grinding up some got tonight? Drained up some. What? No. Some green crack, cheese, and Cerebus something. I forgot what it's called. Cerebus Haze. I can't even say that. And after I take a few chongers to the head, I probably won't be able to say it at all. But yeah, I was grinding up some of this stuff, and fucking I hate it when I get a seed in there and it like clogs up the grinder and it like sticks and I can't open the grinder unless I like pry it apart with something. And I just did that right before I went on the air. And all the weed I had in there spilled out all over the place. So, there it is. I'm Vince in the Bay, taking calls, 347-826-7667. I'm on my phone right now. I'm going to switch to my Skype. And while I do that, why don't you listen to, oh, I don't know, how about, What have I not played in a very long time? Actually, I played this not too long ago, I think. But I'm going to do it again. Here it is, Money by Dub Side of the Moon, right here on Blog Talk Radio, your Free Ball Friday edition of Disorderly Conduct. Call me.
Full of wind.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. Back here with you, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Calls take priority, and we have a caller now with the hand up. I believe this is Cletus. Cletus, what it do, man?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much, bro. Just kicking back on Friday night. I went into some of the other programs tonight and kind of got sucked into some of the negative energy. And you know what? I just played that Pink Floyd song, the reggae version of Money, and I took a nice, healthy chonger, and I feel so much better now. Like, all of that anxiety and anger that I was feeling in those other chat rooms earlier,
yeah,
it's gone now. It's gone, dude. I feel so much better. How are you doing, man?
Good as always, man. Hey, did you listen to the 147, The Ghost?
Oh, man, I keep forgetting, dude.
Lord,
you know what we have to do? You know what we have to do, dude? This is what we're going to do. We're going to have a 147 party on my show.
I'll tell you
and
what
we'll
you
just play
could,
like the...
I don't know. Vince, hold on a second. I'll tell you what you could do probably right now. I mean, I don't know how long it would take you to do that. you could
yeah.
download that and you know, kind of listen to one of that and then start playing some of it. It's probably about the three quarters
I'm gonna
of where you start doing
you
it.
You know what, Cletus, mm-hmm. I promise to fulfill that request for you tonight. We got an hour and 42 minutes to go. Plenty of time for me to do that, dude. I already have the show downloaded on my computer. I just have to go in and chop it up a little bit, and that shouldn't be a problem, dude. Well, that's a great idea, man. We'll do that. We'll do that right now for you.
Okay. Well, tell me something. What was all the love about tonight that you was talking about? All of it spouting out.
Oh my God, where do I start? Well,
was it drawing you in, or what?
Oh yeah. I mean, I to be honest. You know, I love a lot of the trolling that goes on. I mean, if you listen to my show, it's pretty obvious that
I get a kick out of all
the trolling and stuff goes on. It's all in good fun, right? But then there's times where I can tell that some people, you know, I don't think they're doing it in all good fun. I think they're just trying to be really mean, and they're looking for an outlet to be mean to people.
Yes,
and
you got two, you know, you got one just being as a joke and. Harmless, and then you got the one.
Yeah.
Don't give a damn about anything.
So I'm not going to name names. I don't want to get into that tonight. I really don't. I mean, you know, I say that now and then watch. In 10 minutes, the fucking Jew will be here and they'll be talking some shit about whoever. Whatever. I'm down for shit talking. You know me, Cletus. I love shit talking. You know, it's like, you know, to me, with hardcore shit talker, real shit talkers, there's chivalry among real shit talkers. And a good shit talker knows another good shit talker when they see each other, and they're happy to dance and go toe to toe, you know, and then leave it at that, and then, you know, put the swords down, put the fencing caps down, you know, and then they pat each other on the back, you know, help the other guy up, and then go get a beer and laugh about it, you know?
Right.
That's the spirit that I think is slowly decaying in the society. Like, people say, like, we're losing our country and all this stuff, and I don't know. I think more than anything, what people are yearning for is a lost sense of innocence.
Well, since it goes back to morals. I know it may be controversial because I know some of you don't believe, and I'm not sitting here preaching on it. But when you throw God out of a country, you know, I mean, you lose it, and we've pretty much done that. Okay, that's just my opinion.
Amen, brother. I hear you. It's a shame. It's a shame. And, you know, I was hearing, I was listening to a, you know, on the surface, you would think, it was a liberal talk show. I was listening to a liberal talk show earlier. And this liberal talk show was saying, they were talking about Egypt, and he's just like, you know what? Let's just bring everybody home. This is just, I'm sick and tired of seeing our boys dying for other countries. We're not sending them to Egypt. If anything, let's bring them back. Let's pull them out of Afghanistan. Let's pull them out of Iraq. You know, let's pull them I'm not saying pull them out of everywhere. I'm not saying there's not legitimate, you know, spots that they should be watching over, but they're in every country.
Exactly.
How would we like it if Egypt had their military running around in our country? We would fucking have a shit fit here.
Exactly. I mean, you know, like I say.
So we got to put our money where our mouth is. The thing is,
why don't we got to stick our nose in everybody else's business? What I'm saying.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
Know?
I mean, I'm an isolationist. If you talk to anybody, if any of these neocons or whatever will say I'm an isolationist, but. But yeah, fine. If that's what I am, fine. I'm an isolationist. You know, I see just your dollars and cents. If anything, if you're a fiscal conservative, just look at the $1.5 billion or whatever it is we send over there. How about instead of sending it to them, so they don't, you know, so to pay them off to not bomb Israel, why don't we put that into, I don't know, the state of Wisconsin or something, you know? Like, fine, if we're going to give handouts, let's give handouts to our own fucking people who are hurting, and they have been hurting. You know,
yeah.
Instead of pretending like we are and really just using a sleight of hand and funneling it to your Wall Street buddies who help put you in office in the first place.
How about this? Whatever taxes is paid, if it's not being used and it's not being appropriated for where we say it needs to be going, why don't we give it back to the ones that paid it in? You know?
Let's bring on Ken Moore. Ken Moore, what's going on, brother?
Not much. I'm really upset with you. It's Free Ball Friday, so I went free ball today, and now I'm chafed.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. You know what's good? What's handy for big fellas like you and I on Free Ball Friday? I always have a jar of Vaseline handy. Anyway, but yeah, that's where you lube up your inner thigh there. Just, you know, in fact, you know what I do? I just lube my whole body up, quite frankly. Because if you talk to somebody like in the Granny Tranny chat room, they'll tell you I got these really fat, dirty rolls of skin all over me. So in order to keep that stuff from chafing all over my body, I just lube my entire body in Vaseline. In fact, I'm so humongous that I can't do it myself. So I hire Oompa Loompas. I have about 12 Oompa Loompas that put up scaffolding around me and lube me up with Vaseline so I don't chafe anywhere on my body, because I've actually set the Guinness Book of World Records for most fat rolls on one person. I have over 1,023 rolls of blubber on my body. Little known fact, kids.
Well, earlier today I tried to help my chafing with baby powder. Well, I farted and had a cloud behind me, a white cloud. So I'm thinking I might have to try the Vaseline, but I don't have any. Will lard work?
My God, people, they're still throwing rocks in Egypt. Like, how much, like, did somebody tell these thugs that they paid off that they could stop after a couple of days?
Did you catch that video I sent you?
I started to watch it. It just, I don't know, did something happen in there hardcore that I didn't stick around for? I watched it for about a minute, and it just looked like people walking down the street. I don't know.
Yeah, pretty soon there's a brown van comes flying through there. It looks like, if I had to guess, about 80 mile an hour, it takes out a couple of the protesters and just keeps on going.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, about 20.
Oh, wow.
Takes about 20.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm glad I didn't watch the whole thing. You know what? That's not what I anticipated was going to happen, but I did anticipate that something hardcore was going to happen on that. And after about, like, I don't know, 20 or 30 seconds of just seeing nothing happening, I'm like, you know what, I'm afraid something really ugly is going to happen. I'm going to turn this off right now. Sorry, Ken, but I just can't.
Yeah.
You know what, I don't have a strong stomach.
The Drudge
Report. Melinda used to come in here and post stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, like I have a queasy stomach. I can't deal with that. I could never be like a war journalist. I would be terrible. I would shit my pants. Are you kidding me?
That's, you know, I'm used to looking at that crap. How are you doing, Roscoe?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, Ken, did you listen to the 147 or Ghost?
Oh, my God. I about pissed myself laughing so hard.
Oh, yeah, Ken, let me get working on that. I'm going to get some, I'm going to play slices of that in a little bit just to kind of liven things up. Because during my rounds around the BTR tonight, I ran into Bob USMC, who was a good friend of mine. One of my biggest fans, actually. I was thinking he'd be into something like that.
I don't know. Is he in fisting squirrels too?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, he's all about that, dude.
What the hell is squirrel fisting? Tell me.
Well,
that?
See,
well,
when I met
Ghost. Ghost could probably tell you better than anyone. He likes to describe it in detail on my on his show. Whenever I call in, he this is what I get.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
That's what I get last time I call into his goddamn show.
Damn, you made him blow a head yesterday or swing a rod.
And Cletus is coming on my show saying, "Hey Vince, you should try to be Ghost's a co-host." Yeah, we have great chemistry.
Well,
here. You're right.
Hey Vince, I was going to kind of get him good, but I said, "No, I better talk to Vince first. I'm going to call him up and say, hey Ghost, you need to go to Vince and the Bay show and debate him one night on some true capitalist, you know, true capitalism."
These people are idiots.
Yeah, we're beneath him. He doesn't go on other people's shows. He listens to he says he doesn't listen to other people's shows. He's lying about that because he's listening to a couple of my shows.
Yeah.
He's listening to Debbie Daly. He's listening. I've seen him listen to a lot of people actually, but I never hear him call in though. Never. But he's really good at doing voices though. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe he has called into another show using a voice because he's a chameleon, dude. He really is.
What I still think that he sounds like Sal from the Jerky Boys.
Dude, he might be. But, you know, there's probably a lot of people like that guy Sal from Jerky Boys out there.
That's true.
You know?
Well, just some of the things he says.
Just like Cletus. Like, no offense, Cletus, but I could have sworn I heard you. I recognize your voice from somewhere. I still think I recognize your voice from somewhere. For some reason, I was thinking that I've heard you call in. I must have heard you call into other BTR shows. That's probably what it is. But
yeah, you probably have.
Whatever. You know, I'm sure there's people that think I sound like. Well, we already know all the conspiracy theories about who I might potentially be also on here. But what show were you in today, Ken? Where they were just like straight up? Oh, I can't believe the Jew called back in and said he was Ken. Was that BC that you called back in and you thought it was the Jew?
Yep, that was BC, and boy, did I get hung up on quick.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I don't know how people can listen to that guy. No offense, black conservative, because I know you're probably an avid listener of my program. But, dude, you can't talk, dude. You got to learn. You got to go to whoever Charles Barkley went to get talking lessons. Black conservative needs to go to the same guy. Because I don't know if you noticed, but over the years, I've actually been able to understand what Charles Barkley says nowadays. It's obvious he's gone to a speaking coach. I'm not saying that I don't need improvement. I definitely, like, the Jew was talking about, what was he talking about? Some roaster thing or something? Yeah, Toastmasters. And I was like, dude, I'd sign me up for that. I want to do that. I want to take speaking lessons. I want to enroll in classes and learn to fine tune my voice because it's a tool. It's a skill, and that's why seeing that Ted Williams guy, it was just so obvious that not only did he have a golden voice, but it was also obvious that he had the basic skills that come with public speaking and broadcast speaking and stuff like that. There's just like, I don't know, a certain skill set and there's certain, I think, and after you've done it long enough, like even Ghost is what only been doing his radio show on the internet. That's it. But he's done it for 5 years. And so he's developed a shtick. He's got it fine tuned and down pat where he can just go forever and be Ghost and be solid and be listenable. Nonstop, you know, he does it for 3 hours, and you know, if I wasn't busy doing other shit, I'd probably sit down and listen to it all the way through if I could.
My kids, all same damn, stories. It's the same damn stories.
Get my kids.
I can't even do it. I can't even do it justice. It's just.
Barrel roll.
You know, getting back on Ghost, I mean, I wonder, does he really believe a lot of that shit he's talking or he's trying to spew out there for people to do? Now, y'all may be wrong, or I don't think I'm wrong, but this deal about the credit cards and these kids or whatever, look, I don't buy nothing on credit. If I don't have cash to pay for it, I'll use a debit card. But false credit cards, I don't do it. And I think he,
I got,
you know,
three credit cards. One of them is strictly internet purchases. The other two have zero balance on them right now.
Yeah, I don't use them, period. It's been probably 20 years since I did.
The other two credit cards are emergency if I'm going on a trip or something like that. Well, I use them for
Patriot Greg.
If I'm going on a trip, or if something were to happen to where I needed cash real quick.
Is it now? Yeah. If it's for an emergency, yes. But myself, I just try not. If I ain't got it, I mean, I just think it's a good practice not to get into that, not to use a period. If it was like an emergency, then yeah. But myself, I don't carry one. Debit card, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I have no credit cards. I do have a debit card. That's about it. And there's not very much on that debit card. So, you guys can't borrow any cash from me, even if I wanted to, I couldn't loan it to you. But I'll take $20 if you guys don't mind, because according to the chat room last night, not only am I gay, I'm also homeless, and liberal commie pinko. Something like that. And in true liberal Connie Pinko fashion, I'm going to take a little brickety break here, kids, and we're going to listen to a little oldie but a goodie, and this one's dedicated to all the kids running around out there in the Middle East, from Afghanistan down to Iraq. This is for all the soldiers out there fighting for our freedom.
Thank you.
Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, hey, it's Vince in the Bay back here with you. Big thanks to Cletus for joining me here in that first segment. Always welcome on the program, and good to have him stop by. He came by at the right time, too, because I was over there at those other shows. I'm not going to name names, although I did already. But I was breathing in some heavy, 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 heavy bad vibes over there at the various shows we will not name until we name them. And just getting a lot of negativity, and I, you know what, and misery loves company, right? And it's so easy to get sucked into it. And I'm guilty. I've been guilty the last couple of days. I usually don't get wrapped up into it and go all out in the chat room, but I don't know. The last couple of days, I've just been inspired. But I'll be glad when this. But I think that's just this week. This week was a very tense, weird week, and it's all good. It's Friday. It's TGIF. It's Free Ball Friday. I'm free balling, and I'm your host, Vince in the Bay. Freeballing in the Bay. Big ups to the chitty chit 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 chatters in the chat room. Donnie C, Goofy Bone, Ken Moore, Uncle Bobby, various guest listeners as well. Feel free to call in 347-826-7667. Just played that song for our troops, and I didn't mean. I know I sounded kind of sarcastic in leading into that song, but I really do. I respect the institution of our military and all that mumbo jumbo, but to say that I just blanketly support every single troop, I just can't say that. I support the troops that aren't out there. Gun crazy, just maniacs, fucking, that would probably, be in a gang or something over here. They just, look at the military as an excuse to a license to go out and, fuck shit up rather than, it's like, it doesn't even matter whether it's for their country or not. If somebody said, hey, we're sending you out for Toys R Us to go blow the shit up out of, some country in the Middle East, it's all in the name of Toys R Us, these people would fucking do it because they want to fucking blow shit up. That's why they get in the military and stay there, because they love blowing shit up. All right? And those people scare the shit out of me. I'm glad that they're on our side, but they need to chill, all right? Because they're blowing shit up, and like people in other countries who like to blow shit up are like, hey, oh, you guys like to blow shit up too? All right, fine. We're going to blow your shit up. That's how it works. It's really simple. There's no conspiracy. It's just, fuck, you fucked with us. We're going to fuck with you. And it's the point now where it doesn't matter who started it, or it's just, let's just fucking finish it. It's just stop. Oh, brother. I'm sorry I'm crying here tonight. It's just stupid. But, yeah, so everybody's got their eyeballs on this Egypt thing. Meanwhile, our troops are still dying in Iraq. Our troops are still dying in Afghanistan. We're still pumping billions and billions and billions of dollars to other countries, to our military forces, keep them over there. Meanwhile, everybody at home is fucking just rotting, surviving on unemployment and fucking handouts of various... Yeah.
We're playing both sides of the fence throughout the world.
What would you say to a man who has the habit of showing his fanny out in public?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm gay. Like, that's a news flash.
All right, Goofy Bone, call in, motherfucker. Oh, wait, no, he doesn't have to clean the toilets for another hour, I think. Whatever, dude. If you want to come in early, though, and join us, Goofy, you're more than welcome to. I know you don't, you know, start for a little while, but it's all good in the hood, dude. Yeah. What else do we got going on here? All right, you know what? I'm going to take another break. Hopefully somebody's going to call in here in a second. I can feel it. My intuition is telling me we're getting a caller here in a minute, and I'm going to go prepare for that. Plus, I'm going to shake the weasel. And, I don't know, eat some Kraft macaroni and cheese. Why not? And now a word from our sponsor. What a segue.
Kraft Homestyle macaroni and cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
After the worst recession most of us have ever known, the stock market has come roaring back. Corporate profits are up. The economy is growing again. I've seen it in the shuttered windows of once booming factories, in the vacant storefronts on once busy main streets. I've heard it in the frustrations of Americans who've seen their paychecks dwindle or their jobs disappear. Steel mills that once needed 1,000 workers can now do the same work with 100. But we have never measured progress by these yardsticks alone. We measure progress by the success of our people, of Google and Facebook. And yes, we know that some of them are gay. Let us serve them as well as they've served us by giving them the equipment they need, things like computer chips and GPS. We need to get behind this innovation. And to help pay for it, I'm asking Congress to eliminate the billions in taxpayer dollars we currently pass on to our children. I don't know if you've noticed, but they're doing just fine on their own. And yes, we know that some of them are gay. I think I can help them, and I need to try. I'm not sure how we'll reach that better place beyond the horizon, but I know we'll get there. I know we will. We do big things. Our destiny remains our choice. And tonight, more than two centuries later, it's because of our people, and yes, we know that some of them are gay, that our future is hopeful, our journey goes forward, and the state of our union is strong. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
To Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince in the Bay back here with you. I got Ken Moore with me, and I think we have Cletus back. Cletus, what's up, dude?
Pick a call back, man. Let's see what's going on again.
Oh, right on, man. Cool. I'm glad you decided to come back, man.
Hey, did you get a chance to cut some of that Ghost 147 out?
I started to. I'm in the process of doing it right now. I should be able to do it. Does he do it for the whole second half of the show?
No, it's a little past halfway. I'd probably say 5/8.
in there, if you imagine like a ruler or whatever.
Because I'm listening to it at the halfway point at exactly an hour into the show, and he's talking about people emailing him and how he thinks it's dangerous, that it might be dangerous for him to do it on the air. And so, is there like a big build up before he does it, or
yeah,
like...
it's kind of a build up when he's yeah.
But when he actually does it, that's when the sparks fly. Is that when I should get into it?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna preview it a little bit.
He does it several times. It's not just the one. He does it and then takes a little break, takes a little call, and he's trying to, you know, the facts, you know, listen. You know what I mean? And he's doing it periodically for a little bit.
You know who would be great
to
co-host? You know who would be great to co-host this with us? Is Carmen Sandiego. She enjoyed smoking the ganja. She'd appreciate this. I'm glad she's at least listening, because what we're going to do here, for those of you joining us right now, we're going to play a little clippage of our good friend Ghost. One of his infamous shows, I guess, he did one program where he dedicated to marijuana, and he actually smoked it on the program. And I've never heard this. I'm a huge fan of Ghost. I haven't heard all of his shows, and I definitely didn't hear this one. And so I'm going to play parts of it in a little bit. This is by request from Cletus. But
I don't know how you didn't hear that one, because that was his top featured show that he kept up there for a long time.
Wait, was that in 2009 or 2008? I can't remember.
It was in 2009. It was like December 8th. Close to 2010.
September? Yeah, no.
December,
that was around the time that I was...
December?
That was during my 1 year hiatus from BTR. And this
thing. Vince, the funniest part about the whole thing, and Cletus can confirm this, he keeps saying it's not doing nothing, and then he gets to the point to where he keeps hitting it more and more and more and just starts laughing.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, hey, I got to get another hit of this.
That's several parts of it, too. I mean, he first hits it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Vince, I don't give it away. You just need to hear it.
Yeah, don't give it away.
Make it worse funny.
All right,
so
we'll do that in a little bit here. If you guys want to join us on the air before that, the number is 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay with Cletus and Ken. We're hanging out here for another hour. Plenty of room on the panel if you want to join us. It's Free Ball Friday. Kind of a little bit different, subtle difference from Ghost's Baller Friday. I go with Free Ball Friday. So we're both balling, just in different ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thank you,
very nice.
Did you see
Drudge
has got what was I gonna say? Damn it.
Judge who? Napolitano? Judy? Who?
Drudge.
Reinhold? Oh, Drudge. Oh.
Yeah. That we're giving our I was talking about how we play both sides of the show. The field, and a lot of
God, dude! Drudge
all the time
is so sensational. Like, look at the top headline on this page right now: secret deal. U.S. agrees to tell Russia UK's nuke secrets. Well, not such a secret deal, considering it's on the front page of Drudge.
Exactly.
Hello.
But I mean, this is a story that
trips me out. Do you see the story of the Google exec who went missing in Egypt?
A
Google executive who has gone missing in Egypt has been, quote, symbolically named the spokesman for an opposition group in an attempt to free him from being held by Egyptian authorities. Wali Gonhim, Google's head of marketing for the Middle East, flew into Egypt last week to participate in the demonstrations against the government. At some point, he went missing, and one of his last tweets ominously read, quote, "We are all ready to die." Holy fuck, dude. I never want to have to make that tweet. All right, this is it, kids. We're going into crapper now. You know what? I got to tweet this real quick. Hang on. Holy shit, there's a mob coming at us wielding machetes. Hang on a second. Let me pull out my BlackBerry. I got to tweet this. This is good. Let me see if I can get a twit pic. Can you get him to slow down a little bit so I can get him in frame?
Damn.
What the fuck are people doing tweeting? You know what? Right there, that suspect, that's a red flag right there. If the guy took the time to tweet it, like that time Perez Hilton got beat up by the fucking Black Eyed Peas and he went on Twitter and cried about it, like a little baby, instead of calling the cops. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? You deserve what you get if you're going on Twitter.
We're starting a revolution. That's right. We've gone to Twitter. I can't believe CNN reports that with a straight face. That's right. Well, let's go to Twitter for breaking news now. If it's on Twitter, it's got to be real.
And
God.
Just a perfect example of how well taxpayers' money spent. You got Bloomberg spending $245,000 of taxpayers' cash on to have three chefs.
Oh my God!
And then you got an Obama donor who was an envoy into Europe, Cynthia Strom, who spent and has since stepped down $3,400.
Okay, I've seen it all. Hang on a second, Ken. I've seen it all. All right. Glenn Beck just came on and he was dressed like fucking Moses. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? This guy has gone fucking nuclear, dude. He's dressed as fucking Moses with the staff, dude. What the fuck is wrong with this dude? This is the news channel. This is the Fox News channel. It's a fucking big charade and people gobble this up like it's the truth. And he's just basically blatantly telling them, look, I'm a clown. 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 You still don't get it, do you? I'm a clown. I'm a clown. I'm a clown. Oh, speaking of clowns, Nature Boy, what'd it do?
See you?
Nature Boy. Earth to Nature Boy. Your
Nature
hand
Boy,
is rose.
You're on the air. Come on, Nature Boy. You're on the air.
Yeah, come on, you fucking vagina.
This is a prank show going there, Nature Boy.
Hey there, everybody. The prank show is going great.
There he is.
Have you actually went by and listened to some of our great episodes? The greatest of all time, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, and we're getting ready to make our 2011 season premiere, all new pranks, ladies and gentlemen, featuring Vince in the Bay, ladies and gentlemen. He's on quite a few of them. You're going to love it.
That's a prank phone call. You call that a prank?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that was it? That was the actual prank? I thought you were promoting.
No, Vince in the Bay, we've got hundreds upon hundreds of clips of you and what you do.
Okay.
And everybody else.
I wonder how they obtained that.
I'm a troll.
I can't
and a liar.
Are you telling me there's recordings out there of my voice?
No offense to the Bay. I mean, come on, you're not that important. It's Block Talk Radio. And
we're on the network.
Hey,
it's copyright.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, I do want to plug the Debbie Daly Network, www.debbiedaly.com.
That's a yellow card.
That's right.
That's a yellow card.
Debbie Daly, After Dark, ladies and gentlemen. And on tonight's show, we've got everyone.
One at a time.
Hold on. Bill Wagner's baptism. Isn't that great? Huh?
But hey, Nature Boy.
We're going to have Vince Nature Boy. He's going to have a brand new show on the Debbie Daly Network. Vince in the Closet, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's going to be great.
Hey.
Vince in the Closet.
All right.
Lord have mercy. I'm
sorry, Cletus. You know, we were talking and I got distracted there by that fucking nature girl. Oh, man. You know what? Hey, at least that's all I have to put up with, though. I don't have to put up with what Ghost puts up with. I just have to deal with the occasional nature boy drive by and that's it, and maybe cactus, and every once in a while I get some fucking nut job in the chat room that just flames my chat room with the F word, and by F word I mean faggot.
Oh yeah.
It's like get a new word. Come on, Nick.
Really?
You could still use that word, but acquire another one to use along with it for variety's sake. You know, it's the spice of life.
Wear it out. Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. All right, taking your call 347-826-7667. We accept. I really enjoy the female callers. I hope you ladies aren't disturbed by some of the tomfoolery that happens here on the air, because I love the ladies. I know there's a rumor going around. I know there's this rumor going around, and I'm willing to prove it on air. So, Carmen San Diego, Desert Rose, anybody but the one angry Jew. But of course, who do we have but the Jew? What a dude, Jew.
That is not a good introduction. Can we try it again?
All right, hang on a second, dude. Let me do this. Okay, hang on a second. Let's get pumped up for the Jew, folks. You know him, you love him. This is the only way I'm going to get Carmen. Hey, Cletus, you're still there, right?
Right, I'm here.
All right, so you've heard Carmen San Diego before, right?
Is it a show or a person?
I think she does she's in the chat right now. I don't know if she does a show, but she listens to this show every once in a while. She tends to only show up to my show when I have the Jew on. So I'm glad he's here, because I think she's cool. She's a burner, she's a pothead like me. So she's cool. And I think she's going to appreciate this ghost shit that I'm going to throw out here in a second. But she's cool. I think she should call in. Now she has to, though, Carmen, because I have a Jew here. And, that's when you tend to like to call in. So do it now, honey. The lines are open, 347-826-7667. That's right. The telephone, use it now. We'll be right back with the Jew.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have done no service in the club, you say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy. Sometimes I feel like I live in Grand Central Station.
Vince in the Bay, and I'm joined now by the one and only Angry Jew. What's up, Jew?
Oh, yes, that's much better. What have I missed thus far? In what have we got? You've been on for an hour. Give me the highlights. Do a radio reset.
Well, we played a lot of music. We started off with some music from Fish. We played Tweezer Reprise. Then we had our good man Cletus pop in, and we shot the shit about, ghosts.
Yeah.
And he requested that I play the episode, the infamous episode 147 of True Conservative. And so I'm going to line up the clip here before the show's over of that, a part of that. That I've never actually heard before all the way through, so. So that's coming up. I also played music from Primus, Street Sweeper, Social Club, and Lady Gaga, which was your intro music, dude.
Yes, yes. I enjoy the Lady Gaga. What is the story with our friend Melinda, who I never see anymore?
She's defected from the show, like a lot of people. A lot of people defect from the show. I don't know. I was over in the Flawless chat room earlier, and those kids tore me to shreds in that chat room. I walked in there, and it was like I got fucking all the guns turned on me blazing, and I just got the fuck out of there. I was like, all right, peace out, bitches.
Wow.
Whatever, it is what it is. Like, Lady Slugga was really just not digging my vibage. Or whatever. There was like some vibage going on of some sort, and I got out.
I see.
But apparently they reassembled. You know what? I forecasted them as being dead and gone. They were over there, hanging out pretty strong. So, you know, big ups to them. They're still around.
Good. Now, here we are. It's a Friday night, and I'm looking at the live shows, right?
Yeah. All right.
And there's hardly any live shows.
This is it, baby.
I mean, look at what your choice is. Gracie versus Dad.
Looked. I'm going to go look. Let me look. Hang on. Give me a second here, dude.
Gracie versus Dad.
Oh, there's Zambezi online radio.
Are they the trapeze people?
Glenn Beck and the Egyptian Uprising by the Libertarian. Oh, what are they all about? Are they real? Have you heard the Libertarian? Are they real libertarians?
I don't know.
Who are these people?
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Oh, my God. Did Granny Tranny, did they buy an account? Did they all just pitch in for an account? Is that how they did it?
Could be.
Because I think they've been on longer than a half an hour.
Oh, good for them. They're pooling their resources. Good, good. Now, were they being good capitalists or good communists there?
I don't know. What is a granny tranny?
Exactly.
Right.
If you guys want to join us, the Jew is here taking questions. The number is 347-826-7667. Jew, you were earlier in the True Conservative show, and the British Conservative show.
Yes,
and,
I was.
And you WikiLeaked a little bit of info in there. You want to fill us in on what you leaked and how it was received?
Well, this has been quite a night of leaking, I have to tell you, because my investigative abilities were almost exponentially increased tonight. Somebody sent me a private chat on Skype giving me information, which I'm not even sure if they know how explosive it was, that information that they gave me. But
I don't find anything explosive on BTR anymore.
Yeah, well,
other than my cock on this program every night, I have to like get a squeegee for my goddamn laptop.
Now that might work. Yeah, all right. I like that. That's interesting. The information that I found. Oh, you really want to hear this? I don't even want to go over it again. I think it's a downer for this chat room.
Oh, the British Conservative stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, you could just brief quick synopsis. You found out that this dude has some unpaid bills and had some lawsuits against him.
Well, he's posing as this
true conservative. And yeah, go ahead. Just give us the quick. What he seems to do,
what the public record shows, is he's living a really nice life in a very, very nice house, and yet he cries poor to his audience and puts up a PayPal link and says, "Hey, if you want to listen to the most aired night mind continue on Blog Talk Radio, well, then you should pony up and put some money in that PayPal account." Meanwhile, he's got people that can barely afford it that are sending him money. And as it turns out, when he does business with somebody, he doesn't pay the bill. And the only way they get the bill paid is to take him to court. He's got judgments against
him. What a dickhead. You know what? I'm not really that. If anybody's listened to that guy's show for longer than 5 minutes, you wouldn't be surprised that guy was like so retarded that he couldn't deal proper business with anybody.
Oh, no, he's not retarded. He does it on purpose.
First of all, he can't talk. He's got that microphone so shoved so far up his nostril, and he doesn't know how to talk. You know, in proper grammar, or not even that. Like, he can't even enunciate things.
It's all
like,
put on.
I'm telling you, this guy needs. No, you think he's a put on?
Yeah, I think he's a put on. No, he's
like,
a put on.
His co-host is Benjamin Solomon, dude. Are you kidding me?
Oh, has Benjamin become his new co-host? Is that right?
Yeah, every time I tune into that show, Benjamin is like his right hand man. It's the only person that's on there that's unmuted besides fucking dude.
That's all right.
Anywho, right. Metal Talk Radio. Oh, hey, Metal Talk Radio. Let's talk metal for a second. Hey, let me ask you: are you going to go Metal Talk Radio? Are you going to go check out this Big Four festival going down at where they have Coachella? I think I'm the only person that has a boner for this thing, dude. It's awesome. It's Slayer, Metallica, Anthrax, and Megadeth. And you know what? I'm going to take a break, and I have the Big Four performing live on stage together. Am I Evil? Live in Bulgaria. Maybe they're going to do this at the show down in Indio this April. But if I can help it, I'm going to try to get into this. I think that'll be a good time. Anywho, I'm Vincent LeBay. I am Evil, and I will be right back.
What we'd love to do is invite out all the other bands. Yeah. So we can have a little fun, all right? We picked an extremely difficult song. This is a celebration, man. These bands been together almost 30 years and still alive and still on the road bringing metal to the metal family like you all out there, you know? So history is happening right now, all right? And this is all good. Moving forward in the name of heavy metal, all right? This is a song from a band called Diamond Head entitled Am I Evil?
Now that was a mental moment.
347-826-7667. 347-826-7667.
These people are idiots.
7667.
These people are idiots.
7667.
7667.
You're tuned to
Disorderly
Conduct with your host,
Vince at the Bay.
Vince at the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the Bay.
These people are idiots. Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович. Я опять запрещенное.
Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголь.
Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо!
Drop the charges!
We'll be right back.
It's all about time, press you one, you know today, today.
What a crime! In your time, in your time, in your time, it was not a crime!
Not a crime! Not a crime!
Not a crime! Let me just love it!
Patriot Greg.
Okay, and we're back. I'm Vincent LeBay. Excuse me. I hit my cough button and missed. I want to bring on the lovely, the sexy, the voluptuous, the amazing, the talented Pegasus. Pegasus 031475. What's up, baby?
Hey. What's happening?
How you doing?
Oh, I could be better.
I know. I heard you're running a fever. Has your temperature dipped at all?
A little bit, but not much.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I have Cletus here. Cletus is a doctor. Cletus is a doctor. He has a remedy for you. Cletus, what do you prescribe for girl's got? She's running a fever. What should she do?
Give her a current lozenge or not a drug.
There you go, honey. Straight from the doctor's mouth to your ears.
Alrighty then.
Hey, let's give a big shout out to the chat room chit chatters. Adrena Lynn. I can't read. Hey, by the way, Cletus, I'm working on your clip. We're going to play one little clip. God, I don't know how long it is. Let me see how long it is. Hang on.
Yeah, it's probably really the first one when he gets it.
All right, let me see how long this is here. Hang on. Need a minute. All right. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. It's 7 minutes long. That's not bad. All right. This is part one. I'll play part two tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, don't put it all on one show. You just break it up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do part one tonight. Part two will be tomorrow of the choice cut, choice ghost cut of the night, episode 147, the infamous episode that we all adore here on this program, although I've never heard it in its entirety. But you're going to hear it with me tonight, part of it at least, and we'll check out the other part tomorrow. But Cletus, how long have you been a listener here on PTR?
About 2 years, I guess.
Okay.
Maybe a little over 2 years.
So you were around. You were around when that episode aired live.
Yeah, I was there.
That's awesome. Have you ever called into his show before?
Not to him. He's everyone was a damn troll that called in, so I figured, you know, he's gonna think I'm one. You know, so I never did. Just like listen, you know, to him. Love hearing him chew trolls out or whatever.
Yeah.
But you're his biggest fan, Vince, you know? Hey, I got a new word.
I don't know. There's a lot of people that are big fans of his. I'm one of them for sure. But I don't know if I'm the biggest. I definitely have turned people on to him like all these people like Goofy and Calpo both just like swear by Ghost. They like listen to him. Let me get just a real quick thing on Goofy. Goofy is the janitor here at BTR, but he's also fucking gangster, right? He does gangster rap and he does music videos and stuff, and he's like hardcore, right?
Right.
Goofy drives around the hood in his lowered fucking mini truck, usually he's bumping like some fucking Rodney O. Joe Cooley shit, but instead, nowadays, he's bumping Ghost. Like,
no shit.
People roll up next to him. People like Martinos and shit roll up against him in the hood, and like they're bumping like some fucking Cypress Hill shit, and he's like bumping like the true capitalist. they're rattling their 18s with like some fucking hardcore like fucking Snoop Dogg, and there's Goofy on the other side fucking like barrel roll. Like this is what. You want to hear what Goofy's bumping these days? This is what Goofy's bumping these days. I got a copy of it. He sent me it. This is what he's listening to in his mini truck these days.
Barrel roll. Anyway,
that's what he's listening to.
That's what Goofy's listening to in his car nowadays.
Did he not know who
Ghost was? Chicks are like. Chicks are like, how do you know this guy Ghost? And they're like, tell us about the Ghost. And he's getting like chicks' numbers left and right because he's like, yeah, I know the Ghost. I call into his show all the time. I'm like a regular. And he just gets tailed just based off of that alone.
Well, look here.
We all owe a big favor to the Ghost. If he doesn't make up his own t-shirts, I'm going to be a true capitalist. Me and Goofy have already talked about this. We're going to make up our own t-shirts. They're going to be real simple. They're just going to have the Ghost emblem. And they're going to have different sayings on them. Some will say barrel roll. Others will say shit like, you know.
You kind of owe a part.
Get them off.
You kind of owe a part of that to me a little bit, too, of pushing to get him back on, you know. I don't know if he'd have came back on. If they wouldn't have. I guess everybody started emailing him and stuff. I just wish he would have come back on with the way he was, you know.
I hear you.
Hey, let's play some of that Ghost stuff now. You got it.
It's not queued up yet. We got another couple minutes. I want to thank everybody in the chat room. Carmen San Diego, you did not call in. Scared away the Jew because you didn't call in.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Forgot what I was going to say. You ever have one of them moments? I just had
Who's
one.
Not laughing, dude?
Peggy. Peggy Sue.
Welcome to my world.
Peggy. Oh, I forgot you were even there, Peggy. Well, I'm glad we're making you feel better at least by laughing. That's important. I forgot I was here with you, honey. I didn't mean to ignore you over there in the corner. Maybe I'll turn down the lights here and Cletus, get the video camera quickly. Turn down the music a little bit.
Yeah, nobody puts Peggy in the corner.
Turner. So just make sure you're rolling tape on this, right?
It's filming, man. It's filming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. She's good. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't know that was physically possible. Wow.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my goodness. Cletus, are you getting this? No, close-ups, dude. Close-ups, bro. Oh, yeah. That is shit right there. Oh.
Playing out of the blasting area.
Wow.
Don't forget
sorry,
the underball
I,
can.
I'm just going to... Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. I got excited there and finished rather quickly. My bad.
Hey, Vince, you know,
well,
we're giving... Gus is getting a lot of publicity. I mean, a lot of advertising from us, though, you know.
I noticed that. What's that all about?
Well, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that, you know, regardless if you don't... however how much he blasts you or whatever, I mean, it's kind of a, you know, you're really doing him a favor. You know?
Yeah.
And you might spoil this.
Hey, I think
bit,
we
got to
hang on a second here, Cletus. I want to bring on, I believe this is the American Dad himself, Bill Wankener. What's up, Wags?
Hey, what's happening, guys? How are you this evening?
Doing good, man. Just doing the show. Actually getting ready to wind it down, man. You're kind of late to the party, but...
Yeah, man, yeah. Unfortunately, I got some news, though. You want to hear some Debbie Daly updates?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hang on a second. Before we get in this, let me mute some people. We got a lot of folks on the line here, Bill, so let me get you some... clear some of the air here, some of the feedback and all the... mumbo jumbo, and let me give. And you're doing some news here too, right? This is like breaking news shit.
It's like breaking
like
news.
This is
the Debbie Daly news. That's correct.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's do this right here. Go ahead, Bill. The floor is yours, my friend.
Okay, Debbie Daly today. I instant messaged me on Skype, and she goes like this. She starts the conversation. Your little minions might have messed up this time. I'm sorry to report. I go, Bill Wagoner goes, hey. She goes, Debbie Daly goes, yeah, I know. Go to hell, and I'm a coke whore, right? I go, question mark? No, I didn't say that you're a coke whore. I said, hey, that's all. You said my little minions. I don't have minions. Debbie Daly replies, Saul, chronic. They're always on your show, on BTR. You call them, hey, brother. Iris A. replied to her, I call everyone that. Debbie Daly replies, well, they told Vic you pay them, and that you may, that they may have stepped over the line this time. They're hacking Vic's iPhone. Okay. Goes on and on and on and on. So, Debbie Daly is accusing me of hacking someone's iPhone, and I think she's a little bit out there.
We're on the network.
She goes, that goddamn Jane Dormer has my Skype password and signs in here all the time and changes my name to Jane Dormer. I've talked to the Skype people. I'm very sick, Bill. I could die. It's not funny. Just tell them to get off me. Maybe I can get back. Vic to back off. Even if you're not in charge of the Bill Wagoner crew, they still scream Bill Wagoner crew. Debbie, I say, I have no idea. I do not run the Bill Wagoner crew. These people do not listen to me. She replies, between you, King, and the Jew, and others, I've almost had enough to kill me. And on and on and on and on and on she goes. So, and the update is apparently what Debbie Daly has done is she has hired or tried to hire the Bill Wagoner crew guys to hack Vic, her husband's phone to find out if he was cheating on her. And they sent me a little picture. Actually, I'll post a link in the room right now. It's safe, everybody. Don't worry. And it's just herself actually trying to get people to hack his
cell phone, her own husband's cell phone. So here you go, guys, in the chat room. So that's your little Debbie Daly update. Her going insane on me today.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Thanks for that.
She said some girl to cry. She goes, how can you call
you
and shocking. That guy?
Let me take a wild guess here. Are the initials of this said female OJG?
Yes, Jeep Girl. Right.
Thank you.
So I don't know why she feels to tell me all this
crazy.
That's Jerry
Garcia.
I'm not Jerry Garcia. No. I don't even know. Who the hell is Jeep Girl anyway? I have no idea.
Oh, I'm not even going to say anything. No comment.
Well, she, it's amazing, this woman here, man. Amazing. I mean, just leave me she's talking about people, leave for her, people leave her alone? Come on now. How many times has she tried to nail every one of us in here to the wall on every little thing there? And that little link I sent to you guys in the chat room there shows proof this woman is actually really out there trying to hire trolls to take people down. So, crazy, ask me. Other than that, everything's good. Good, beautiful day.
That's great, man. Well, it's good to hear your voice here, Phil. You gotta do your own show, man. Let's get the American Dad wagon fired up and out there again, bro. I'm looking forward to seeing you doing your thing, man.
Should happen after Sunday. Sunday's a big day for me, business day, and I shall be back rock and rolling probably the following week with full-time gig, man. And let's go right up against, what's his face, the black conservative. Let's just go right and nail him. Boom.
Oh, my God. I started my show tonight with such a bitter taste in my mouth after wandering into that guy's chat room. My God, the filth and just vile. These people are—they're not even funny. Like they're just blatantly just mean. You know, it's like, come on, get a fucking life. And I can't believe people listen to this guy. I can't understand a single word he says. He's got whatever microphone or telephone or whatever he's using shoved so far up his goddamn nostril. I have no clue what he's saying, and he can't enunciate to fucking save his life. What did people see in this guy? Not to mention the fact that he's fucking off the reservation, just nutcase. I mean, and people
white
just
guilt,
gobble him
man.
Up.
White guilt, man, apparently. I don't know, man. White guilt.
He's like, you ever see that Dave Chappelle skit where he plays the blind black guy that's a KKK guy?
Uh-huh, right.
That is the black conservative on BTR. He's the BTR version of that. It's just, I can't believe it's real. I just can't believe it. It can't be. The Jew thinks it's not. The Jew thinks he's all a hoax. And you know what? I think that's giving him way too much credit. But I hope, at this point, I hope that is what he is, just a big put on. Because, wow, what a nightmare that guy is.
No doubt, bro. No doubt. Is Ken around tonight? And is an angry Jew around?
Ken is here, and Goofy is here, and that's about it. We got Peg here. Is here, but she's sick. She can't really talk. But Goofy's here. What's up, Goofy?
Oh, you know me. It's the last couple of minutes. I'm on break right here. The lovely janitor here.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. That's right. That means we're almost done. That's how I know we're almost done, is the janitor shows up. And the only reason why I put him on is because he promises not to knife me when I go to my car at the end of the night. So go ahead, Goofy. Plug your shit, dude.
Oh, no. I'm just saying what's up, you know. Yeah, I had a bad, bitter taste. I mean, I can't believe this black conservative guy. I don't know who rammed up he's the man up his ass, but that guy is just too much. Too much.
Hey, Goofy?
Yeah.
Hey, Ken.
Did you leave the change for that dollar bill tip I left you on my desk?
You know what, Ken? I took the dollar. I'm not going to sit there and pull out change. This guy's going to give me a tip for 7 cents. He acts like I'm going to have the whole 93 cents. Just give him the change for. Come on, Ken.
You dirty Mexican. You dirty
I'm
Mexican.
I'm a janitor, for God's sakes. Come on, man.
What's up, Billy Wags?
I'm good, man. I'm good, brother. I'm good.
Hey, Bill,
I'm
how you doing, homeboy?
I'm good there, Goofy, brother. I am good. I feel great. Life's good. A little relaxed. Feeling good. Yeah, exactly.
Where's Patriot Greg at?
Oh. I haven't talked to him in a while.
I think it's past his bedtime, actually.
Hey,
Patriot
Greg.
He's usually on with Bill right now.
Oh, he's on. He's on with me. What? Well, he's not.
Yeah.
He's got a good heart, man. But he's, you know, he's different, you know, just different guy. Different strokes, different folks, whatever. He's not a DD, you know.
Oh.
He's definitely not a DD.
Yeah, he don't sniff pennies.
Or DM.
Goofy does.
Why? Yes, more news.
Does he? I gotta love her right back. I mean, is that a problem?
No, she was playing her music tonight.
I know she was.
Gotta give her props for that.
I had to.
The network.
Oh yeah. That reminds me, guys. Let's pause a few seconds here for our station affiliates to identify themselves. You're tuned to the Vince in the Bay Radio Network.
Vic, would you get the network started? Vic got the network started. I'm so lucky to have Vic.
The American Bass, here with you on Block Talk Radio and on the Debbie Daly Badass Network. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I don't just talk the talk, I walk the walk. And I appreciate all those wonderful, positive remarks on my new my YouTube video. Yeah, I made it. Yeah.
Blobbity, bloobity, blobbity.
Oh,
all right. Well, we're going to wind things up here, kids. I appreciate everybody coming out. Before we go, Billy Wags, anything you want to promote? You said your show is going to start back up Sunday?
This week. Surprise, surprise. I'll let you know. God bless America, and let's... Hey, why don't we send some troops and get some cheap gas?
All right, man.
I don't know if you guys heard it, but
what?
In Santa Rosa, their machine's messed up, so they're getting 35 cents a gallon of gas. And it got so hectic over there that they had to...
That sounds pretty hectic, though, right? Thanks, Goofy, for coming through, bro. Also, I want to thank my female guests for the evening, the one and only Pegasus 031475. Honey, anything you want to say in parting here?
Night, guys. Thanks for making me feel better.
Well, I hope you. I'm glad you feel better. And I hope you'll continue to feel better. And you know what else will make you feel better? Listening to me in the archives. That's right, kids. After we wind up this little shindig here and shut down the taco stand that we call the overtime period, which is going to consist of me masturbating feverishly into the microphone. After that's wrapped up, I'll squeegee my laptop and press reset. And then if you're in the chat room, what you want to do is, if you missed the beginning of the program, you can just refresh. I don't know, maybe like, I'd say like 10 minutes after the show's over, you catch the beginning of the program and you're still in the chat. Just refresh a couple of times. It's all good in the hood. I'm Vince in the Bay. Thank you, Ken Moore. Thank you to everybody who called in, especially Cletus. Big ups to Cletus for coming in early and hanging out pretty much throughout the show. Also, Ken, Peg, Bill Wagoner, and Goofy Bone. Check me out tomorrow night, Saturday night, Party Sexy Time. That kicks off at oh, when does that start? That's 11 p.m. Pacific. That would be 2 a.m. Eastern. Yeah. You're at, it's your BTR after party. A little, you know, cognac or a late night bleezy to get you through after a late night of partying. Or maybe for some people, it's just like a way to kick off your night, party here with us, and then you go out and do your thing. It's all good. Anyway, I'm going to leave here with this cut that I promised Cletus. Did it load up in time? All right. If it doesn't load up in time, I'm going to play it in a second. If you're listening live, thank you so much for tuning in, especially Blue Goose, Donnie C, Goofy Bone, oh God, Ken Moore, MC TNT, Metal Talk Radio, Pegasus 031475, Tracy Gamore, the American Dad, and a plethora of guest listeners. I love you all and intend to make love to you all again very soon, right here on Blog Talk Radio. With Disorderly Conduct, I'll be back Sunday night with this show, but before that, I'll be back tomorrow night, Saturday night, for your Saturday Night Party Sexy Time, 1 hour later than normal. That's it. Peace out. In the meantime, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. If you're tuning into the podcast or you're called in on the line, you can stay tuned. I'm going to play the first part of the Epic Ghost episode number 147, where he gets high on marijuana. So that's coming up next. If you're listening live, thank you. I love you. See you tomorrow night. Okay, Ghost, is this thing done loading up, Ghost? Please tell me.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
All right. There you go. Interesting. All right. I'm going to take a little break. A quick little break, and then we'll go to that ghost clip. The first part one of episode 147, the epic episode. God, I play more ghost on my show than I fucking play myself. But I do play with myself probably, as much, if not more, because it's what I do. All right, I'm going to take a little break. It's going to be a few minutes here, kids. Hold on tight. Oh God, I hate BTR. Oh God, I hate BTR. What a piece of garbage. To quote Ghost. I've always said garbage, but he's kind of like reinvigorated that saying to me. Let me try refreshing the switchboard here. See what that does to this deal. Oh, I hope it doesn't crap out my switchboard. Oh, my God. It did. Fucking motherfuck. You piece of shit. Talk about a piece of garbage. Wow. Oh, wait. No, is it going to come back? It's coming back? No. Oh. Are you kidding me? Wow. I'm sorry, kids. That's too bad. BTR just took a crap on me. All right, so much for that. I can't even play like a bye-bye song or anything. I just have to wave at you all. And you're all muted. And I have no control of the switchboard. So thanks for coming out. I'll play that. Sorry, Cletus. Tomorrow night. It's going to have to be tomorrow night. Yeah. But I'll get that for you, dude. I have it. But it's just not there. All right.